We sang this song, "Teach Me Thy Way." And God has given us words by which He wants to inform us of what He is all about, what He wants from us. And we constantly say, "Teach me." But as the words of God tries to do that, we seem to forget it. We seem to want to do things according to our way. As I was studying for this lesson, I ran across a passage which I want to share to you. Now, you need to remember the words of God says what it says to each and every one of us. It's up to us to come up with an understanding of what it is saying. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 12. Now, this is Peter saying to the readers of this lesson, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yet, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." I too, as long as I'm able to preach the truth, I want to bring to your memory what God is trying to tell each and every one of us. Because if we fail to take heed to His word, we will be lost. There is no if, ands, or buts. There are some scriptures that I want to start off with as a reminder of who God is and what He is trying to tell us. And we need to pay attention. We need to remember all the days of our lives just what God is saying to us. We know this. Isaiah 55:8. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declared the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I send it." Remember that. God says things to us. It's going to do one or two things. It's going to cause us to believe it and obey it, or it's going to cause us to say, "That's a fable. I don't have to do it." Deuteronomy 29:29. "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." God gives to us everything He wants you to know. If He has not said it, it's none of your business. Leave it alone. You start practicing things God has not said, you are sinning. Matthew 7, starting off, thus you shall recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Now we could put in there, and Jesus said, you did a great job. But he said, and then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. John 12. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Those are God's words. He wants you to know what it's all about. This is the title of this lesson, Knowing Your Enemy. Now, you know, that word enemy is interesting. It means someone who is out to do you harm. Someone that really wants to kill you. If they are your enemy. Now, I hope none of us in here has enemies. I hope nobody in here considers us in here their enemy. Because that would be a shame. But this is who God says we need to know, our enemy, the devil, or Satan. The Bible is the only book inspired of God. It is the means by which God gives us information. It has a consistent theme. The Old Testament tells us that man sinned. Man had to do certain things to come back to God. And God provided a means for man to come back to God, and that he sent his Son, which is the New Testament message. And so, the scripture that was read for us is one in which God wants us to be aware of this devil, what his object is. We are to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And you know, sometimes we make it so easy for him to get us because of our attitudes, because the way we think. Satan is a powerful enemy. We are not to assume Satan does not exist. He does. And I have said it many times, and many other people have said it. Right now, in this particular congregation, sitting down somewhere next to us, we have God. We have Jesus. They're with us. But we also have another visitor, and that is Satan. He's here trying to get into your mind, to get you to not think about the words of God. And he does it so subtly. Did I turn off the stove? What am I going to do after services? Where am I going to eat? He just slowly puts this information in your head and let it work. And you know, sometimes it works very good. Because we think about other things other than the words of God. The tool that we have as Christians is the Bible. God's Word. It is a unique book because it is inspired of God. It is complete. It endures forever the words of God. It is our only way to know God's plan for man's salvation. This scripture right here tells anybody that can read and can understand all scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. But you know, people don't believe this scripture. Because when the Bible says something people do not like, they say, that's old stuff. But it says it's God breathed. This Bible is not old stuff. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of the scripture comes from anyone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. But men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Bible was written by man, but under the Holy Spirit's direction. See, now, you know, people say, I believe in the Bible, then they would turn around and say, but man wrote it. Yes, man did. But God directed the writing. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual. As long as we think like the world, behave like the world, we are not going to pay attention to the Word of God. But if we are spiritual, the way we are supposed to, when God says do it, we do it. But our friend wants to stop us from doing it. This is a real good scripture. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who calls us to His glory and excellence. Again, as a reminder, all scriptures come from God, from the mind of God, telling us what to do. And if we will follow it, if we will look at the training in righteousness, if we are wrong and look at the correction he's given us, we're going to be all right. It endures forever. But the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to us. We talk about the good news. We talk about the good news, which is Jesus Christ, why he came here. And God wants us to know what it's all about. It is our way to God. He tells us what to do. In Jeremiah 10:23, he says here, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. And this is in religious matters. God does the directing of how he wants each and every one of us to behave as a Christian. You know, let's look at the world, where we work, where we live, how everybody's got a way of doing something. Why? Because I want it my way. I am in charge. You got to do what I say. Well, if we have that type of mentality, why don't we do what God says and do it his way? Proverbs tells us, buy the truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Whatever we want to know about God is in his book. You know, at most sporting events, you see somebody with a sign out there, right, where the camera is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How many people do that? How many people believe what he says and do what he says so they will not perish? Again, we get this from God. He said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Jesus is telling us that, yes, he was born here. He was raised here. But he was from heaven. He is God. He is God's Son. Listen to him. Paul is telling Timothy, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Again, all scriptures is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. You know, when Shirley and I got married, we already had our children. We were not in the church. And so a lot of these things we did not know. We had to learn. But we have a lot of young people in here that has families, starting families, and they are teaching their children the Bible now. That's what it's all about. The young people, when you have children, you teach them about God as right now. When they don't understand it, you just keep saying it over and over, what he's all about. Because one day they will grow up to be like us. And if the truth does not stick, they're going to leave. They're going to go into the world. They're going to allow Satan to tell them what to do. Psalms 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I like that. I'm not the smartest person in the world. But you know, even a simpleton like me can understand God's word. Don't do. Do this. Here's how you have to behave. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of God is pure, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now, when we Christians obeyed the gospel and did what God told us to do, we became a Christian. We became a saint. You know, they're trying to saint, what's his name now? You know, miracles come along and they would decide how he is to be a saint. But God says we are saints. But another thing, when we are baptized, we become soldiers of Christ. We become warriors. We go to war against Satan. We go out there and we are in the front line. But Satan's goal is to do everything to keep us from spreading the gospel. He is doing everything to keep the church from growing. And I want you to think about some things in your life in which you can pinpoint that it was the influence of Satan that caused you to do something wrong. And how simple it was for him to achieve that goal. We're going to talk about some characteristics of Satan. One, he sinned from the beginning. We find out from John here, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. That is another reason why Jesus came to this world. To destroy the works of the devil. He is a liar. And he is the father of lies. You know, this could be something else. If somebody tells you, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character. For he is a liar and the father of liars. Every last one of us in here, I don't care how good you were, before you became a Christian, guess who was your father? My father, the devil. The desires that we thought we had, he was directing that. But we obeyed the gospel, and we are no longer under his control. We are children of God. But when you sin, when you allow him to influence you, your father, the devil, is trying to take control again. Remember that. He is a deceiver. And the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Think about this. When we were growing up, when we knew nothing about religion, when we wanted to just have our free will, If somebody mentions something about the Bible, and there's a little voice to come in, that's just hogwash. If somebody says, there's only one true religion, he comes along, and that's hogwash. Everybody that's calling himself a church belongs to God. He's deceiving the world. He's doing that right now. There's many people that are going somewhere and say they are worshiping God, but they're not doing it the way the Bible says. What does the Bible say? They're practicing things that God has not authorized. And if you practice anything that God has not authorized, you are sinning. He's active in this world. He's an enemy of the righteous. Again, that scripture, but think about what it's saying. This scripture is to the righteous, the one that have obeyed the gospel. But we're being told by the Holy Spirit through Peter, be sober-minded. Don't let nothing cloud your mind. Be aware. Be watchful. Because the devil, he's out there trying to get you. He wants to devour you. You remember Peter when he tried to stop Jesus and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. That statement or that attitude was not what Peter should have had. And you know, all of us in here is guilty of that. We can fall into the clutches of Satan real quick by telling one another things that is not spiritual. That we're not behaving spiritually. And when Satan gets a foothold, he's going to try to make that door wider. He tempts others. For this reason, when I could not bear it any longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor would be in vain. Satan is active. He's active. For those Christians who are new, he's really working on you. Because you don't quite understand the Bible yet, what God is telling you. And he's going to throw all of these things out. Look at what he did to Eve. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. Now, I want you to see that and remember what it says and forget about it. Why God did it, that's none of your business. Remember Deuteronomy 29:29? He did not tell us any more other than that. So don't come up with some supposition. Well, he did not give us why. But now we see the results that he gave to mankind, a free will. And he said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Here's Satan. This is how he comes to us. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Here's what gets us in trouble, people. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Satan knows our weakness. That's why we're supposed to stay in the Bible, to eliminate these weaknesses. You remember Ananias and Sapphira? Here's where God is telling this man that he's in trouble. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself a part of the proceeds of the land? He wanted to sell his land and tell the apostles, here's all the money I got, and I'm giving it to you. He was lying. Because God knows the hearts of men. He knows how greedy we are. He knows our capabilities. And if it's evil, he will bring it out. And these people had an evil heart. And Satan used it. Jesus Christ, this is Mark's version of the temptation. We know Jesus was tempted for 40 days by the devil. We know the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written. That should be us. It is written. And we go into the Bible to find out what was written, so we can chase the devil away. The devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, to you I will give this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will be yours. Jesus answered, it is written. He says to him again, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written. And Jesus answered him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Please do not think that when the devil comes into your head and you do the right thing and chase him away, do not think he's gone forever. He will be back. He will be back when you are at your weakest. You know, if you never study God's word, you will never know what is in there. And he's coming. He's not after the world, because the world do not know him. Excuse me, do not know God. They know the devil. He's a murderer. We saw the scripture already. He was a murderer from the beginning. We need to remember that. This is an interesting one here. He transforms himself into an angel of light. And what I wanted to do with this, when it came to that particular scripture, the next clip was going to be a picture of me. Or, I thought of a better, another picture of the whole congregation. See? Because if we do not stay in the Word of God, then we will become one of His. And when we say things that we cannot find in the Bible, just because we say, I am a member of the Church of Christ, the devil knows how to use people. Is he using us now? If we stay in God's Word, we can say no. He snatches the seed from the heart. You know, when you're talking to people about the gospel, and you're telling them things, and you think that, oh man, they're grasping this information. And then later on, they say, oh no, that's it, no. See, if anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. God's word, you remember it said it goes out and it comes back doing what God has designed. So if you don't want to hear God's word, you're making it easy for the devil. You're making it easy for the devil. So that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his design. Satan has many designs, many things in which he will tempt us. One of the things that I did, and I hope I have time to show you, the Bible constantly tell us about sin, we are sinning. And I decided to try to go through the Bible and find all the passages which give face to what sin is. So you know that if you are tempted by any of these things, or if you're doing any of these things, that is the sin in which God says you should get rid of. And there's not a whole bunch of them. It's just a few. You have some sin that seems like every book talks about. So if you're guilty of these things, that is how Satan is tempting you. And we should not be ignorant of his desires. Now, the scripture says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Now, I want you to think about this. You want to put on the armor so it protects every part of your body. Let's imagine. We understand, say, a picture of the whole armor, astronauts. When they go up into the space, they put on their spaceship. It is sealed all over so they can stay safe while in space. Just think what would happen if there was a hole somewhere in the boot or in the suit, and they went out there on their spacewalk. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to die. And so God wants us to put on the whole armor, because the devil is throwing dots at us. He don't want you raise your hand and then there's the opening here. Or around your neck, there's an opening there. He wants us to put the full armor on so we can be protected. Because the devil, he wants us. He wants us bad. Here's what Jesus said. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demands to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. We talked about Peter and the things he had. The way he was. Satan was out for him. But Jesus told him, he's out there. And so, needless to say, we should try to understand what it is that Satan is trying to do for us. We're told here in 1 Timothy, for some have already strayed after Satan. Among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The only way you can do that is to study the Bible, to know the Scriptures, and act upon the Scriptures. For I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. Satan wants us. Again, we know Jesus says, it is written, and that is what we should be doing. We're told here, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteousness under punishment until the day of judgment. God has a way of protecting us because he loves us. And if you fail to pay attention, you're going to be in trouble. You know, Satan knows who God is, and so does his people. Because we're told here, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. The demons know exactly what is in store for them. But you know, he can be defeated if we know the Scriptures. Because Satan himself said this, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. He knows the Scriptures as well as you. Romans 16 and 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You remember in Genesis 3, God had a plan. That plan was his son. His son would come at due time. His son would defeat the devil. Again, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared to destroy the works of the devil. Please remember all of that, because your soul hangs in the balance. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God never wanted us to die. He never. He wanted us to come to repentance. But our stubbornness, our disobedience, caused us to be lost, because we just don't want to do what God wants. Some of those faces of sin is fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, disobedience, on and on it goes. Those are the faces of sin. That's what we can look at and say, if you're doing this, you are sinning. Homosexuality. The Bible constantly talks about sexual sins. And we have a world out there that believes that it's okay. God made us that way. I don't believe you can find any passage in the Bible in which it says God made you to be a liar, a thief, a murderer, a homosexual, on and on and on. God says no. But are you going to believe the Bible? See, that's the ticket. When God says something and you says, no, I don't believe it, Satan is coming in. He's got that foothold, and he's going to make it wider and wider and wider until you just leave God. And if you leave God, then you are going to the lake of fire, which burns forever and ever. In Revelation, it tells us also that if your name is not written in the book of life, you're going to be lost. How do you get your name there? Doing God's will. I want you folks to remember what God's word says. I am trying to teach myself to remember what his word says. Because if I forget, I could be lost. And you know, it only takes a moment for you to die in sin. It's while we're living that we can repent and obey God. Once we're dead and we have died in sin, we are lost forever. I hope this lesson has been beneficial for you. If there's any need that you have of this congregation, we ask that you stand and make it known as we sing our song.